Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Affirmations for Digital Overload. You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and you immediately reach for it, even though deep down you probably should be doing something else? Yeah, me too. It's like an invisible string pulling us back into the endless scroll, isn't it? Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of social media addiction and that creeping anxiety that often comes with it. We're talking about those moments when you feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others, chasing likes, or just getting lost in a sea of information overload. Here are 5 key takeaways that might just help you break free from that digital leash and reclaim your peace of mind. First things first, awareness is key. Ever heard the saying, "You can't fix what you don't acknowledge"? It's so true here. The first step to overcoming any addiction is recognizing you have a problem. So, be honest with yourself. Are you spending more time scrolling than actually living? Do you feel anxious or irritable when you're away from your phone? If you answered yes to either of those, congrats, you've officially stepped into the first stage of recovery. Next up, set some boundaries. Think of it like this. Social media is a guest in your life, not the host. You get to decide how much time and energy you give it. Try setting specific times for checking your feeds, or even better, designate certain areas as phone-free zones, like the dinner table or your bedroom. Remember, you're in charge. Now, let's talk about mindful scrolling. Instead of mindlessly clicking through posts, try to be present and intentional with each one you see. Ask yourself, does this inspire me? Does it make me laugh? Or am I just comparing myself to others? If it's the latter, it might be time to unfollow that account. Remember, social media should be a source of joy and connection, not negativity and anxiety. Speaking of negativity, let's tackle that comparison game. Social media often portrays an idealized version of reality, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and insecurity. Keep in mind that what you see online is usually a carefully curated highlight reel, it's not the full story. Focus on celebrating your own unique journey and remember that everyone has their own struggles. Finally, don't underestimate the power of disconnection. Take regular breaks from social media to recharge and reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy some quiet time reading or listening to music. Let me share a real-life example. Last month, I was feeling overwhelmed by my own social media consumption. I realized I was constantly checking my phone, even when I was supposed to be focusing on work or spending time with friends. It was starting to affect my sleep and my overall well-being. So, I decided to take a week-long break from all social media platforms. That week was a game-changer. I had so much more time and energy to dedicate to other things that truly mattered. I went on hikes, read books, caught up with friends in person, and even started learning how to play the guitar. It felt amazing to be present and engaged in my real life rather than constantly plugged into the digital world. So, remember, you're not alone in this journey. Take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and don't hesitate to reach out for support if you need it. We've covered 5 key takeaways today. Acknowledge your relationship with social media, set boundaries, practice mindful scrolling, challenge negative comparisons, and embrace disconnection. You're capable of creating a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology. It's all about making conscious choices and prioritizing your well-being. Ready to level up? Start by implementing just one of these takeaways today. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it, and let me know in the comments what strategies are working for you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.